It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 3 o'clock. Great to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. Talked a little college hoops to open. The cost of doing business is going up. What it'll take to win a natty. And really, whether you believe your school of choice is willing. I want to talk Pistons, though, right now, because this weekend was wild. And unfortunately, in 2025, you have to offer a PSA because people lack any critical thinking skills. So let me say this for the people in the back. I have already awarded Bickerstaff Coach of the Year. This is already the greatest turnaround in Pistons history. I cannot tell you how much respect I have for the guys in that locker room and Trajan Langdon and what they have put together. Me not believing they're making a meaningful run in the playoffs is just living in the real world. But that has nothing to take away from what they've accomplished. So, for the people in the back, but let me offer you both sides of the coin, because I do think the Pistons are at a bit of a crossroads. So, Friday night, without Cade, without Tobias, they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. That is their best win of the season. And I'm not even going to get into the mix of, well, Cleveland knows they're the one, and who cares? Just leave it what it is. They had a full complement of players. You didn't. You beat them. It's your best win of the year. Then there was last night where, and I know what this town wants. I know what you want. You want to fall into every lazy, comfortable stereotype that this town always falls victim to, especially with the Pistons, where Isaiah Stewart involved in another fight, where Bickerstaff is going at it with the other coach, seven players are ejected, and primarily it cost you the game. You were going to win that game. I really believe you were going to win that game if that didn't happen. Wolves end up going on to win by 20. And by the way, it can't just be blame beef stew. Nobody was more excited to draft Ron Holland than me, but Ron Holland is on the graduate program to becoming faster beef stew. He's always ready to get at it. So here's my question. And look, well, it's not a question as much as it is a statement. The Pistons have an opportunity to be very, very good in the near term. And I don't mean fun regular season good of, hey, we had a great turnaround. Hey, we're a 4, a 5, a 6 seed. I mean near term, next 2 years, actual threat to Eastern Conference. But if you fall into this bad boy stuff, look, from day one, Rico, Bickerstaff talked about physicality, talked about tapping into the culture of the franchise. Beef Stew being the team mascot, guy who's been, what, suspended now? Well, it'll be 7 times. He's going to get suspended from last night. It's at least 12 technical fouls. If you want to take on this mantra of being the bad boys, you are not going to have your best chance to win a championship. Full stop. Now, I didn't say impossible, because if anything, the 04 Pistons showed you can win a title winning 73-67. But here's the one thing I caution you. With all the good vibes of the Pistons, the league has changed so much in the last 20 years. The 15 years between the bad boys and going to work, that's nothing compared to how the league has changed from 04 to 2025. Guys, they will do everything in their power to not let you win a title. The TV money's too big, the players make too much money, and ain't nobody trying to watch that. So here's my thing. I need to know what you want. We all love where the team is at. We love we're going to get to watch a playoff series. And depending who they play, will depend on what answer I give you on whether I think they can win a series. But Rico, last night, like,
because losing a game like last night doesn't help you in trying to get to that fifth seed to get out of playing in New York.
More than that, it's about leaning into stereotypes that are going to hurt your ability to win it all. Being the bad boys in 2025, I think it's a road to nowhere.
Oh, Mike, not only that, if you embrace the whole bad boy thing, the Detroit versus everybody, just know, as you said, the league, you won't get any calls. If anything happens and Isaiah Stewart is within 10 feet, it's a foul on him. Yeah. Why? Reputation. Okay? The unfortunate thing, it'll be like Draymond Green, except for you don't have the Splash Brothers to bail you out. It's just going to be, oh, okay, foul, 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 ejection.
And understand, nowhere along the line, I don't speak for you, I'm speaking for myself. I'm not asking the Pistons to play pretty boy basketball. I'm not asking them to not be physical or not play defense. What I'm saying is there is this bad boy thing, this Detroit basketball thing, the Detroit versus everybody thing is like a snack, and it's not a healthy one. And this town loves to snack. And the whole point I'm making is Cade has an opportunity to be an all-NBA player. You have an opportunity to add another type of player through a bold move this summer. I don't think the best course, the best way forward, well, we're going to tap into what has worked in the past, because I don't think the league's ever allowing it again. Now, it's worked to turn it around. I can't argue that. I wouldn't try. But last night is like, first of all, I'm worried Isaiah Stewart's going to cost you a playoff game. I mean, he just takes so much pride in being the team mascot. Yes, he's a good defensive player.
Grabbing the jersey and pointing to Detroit.
That's the stuff. That's the stuff to me that's not basketball. And I don't think it's going to benefit them long term. I think it's great to set the foundation. But this is the fork in the road. The question I have for you guys. Okay, now that we've established what it's going to take to be a Piston, you got to guard. You got to give your effort, right? We have saluted this team all year. They try. 75% of the teams in the league don't. You can go left, which is like, hey, draw the line in the sand. We're not leaning into this bad boy enforcer. We're not doing that. Or do you just want to go all in? Do you essentially want Bill Laimbeer fighting Robert Parrish in the lane? You know, do you want someone biting Danny Ainge's finger off? Like, if that's what you want, your prerogative. But I'm telling you, it's going to hurt your ability to win a championship in a modern NBA. That's just where I'm at. And I thought Friday was the good, Sunday was the bad. And you're like, okay. Because what happens is, and you hear hosts on this station do it, you certainly hear callers, they're championing Isaiah Stewart and what went down last night. I'm sitting here going, hey, it's a regular season game. I'm not going to yell about it. But I would distance myself from all that if I want to win it all.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, because I think where you draw the line in playing tough, but not stupid. You could play aggressive basketball, but not just irresponsible, where you're just out there trying to be the toughest guy and I'm going to beat people up. No. You could play tough basketball. You could play that gritty defense that, you know, Detroit loves its grit. But you don't have to take it that next step. You don't have, because like it or not, Isaiah Stewart, he's a marked man. He will not get the benefit of anything from here on out.
What do you think they're going to do suspension-wise? Because, again, he has a value as a backup center. He's a good defensive player. I guarantee if I pull rim protection metrics, he's pretty high.
Yeah.
He's got a value as a backup. So, look, what do you think? He's a repeat offender. What do you think they're going to ding him with?
I mean, I guess, see, the thing, it's hard to see what actually happened in that scrum. So he'll probably get a game suspension.
Oh, I think it's going to be more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Two?
Well, you just said it, Mark Mann. He's been suspended six times.
But now here's the other thing. Now if I get into the playoffs and the playoffs are starting to get tight, I'm going to provoke him.
Well, if you play Indiana, he's going to kill somebody.
Yeah, I'm going to go
not literally, but if they play Indiana with the way that team plays and Miles Turner, I could see Beef Stew pointing his finger and trying to get somebody.
I'm just going to go in and pull the old Jerry C. Stings and just get somebody to go into the game.
Yeah.
Just to get him tossed out of the game.
I want to lean into this team getting another A-list superstar to pair with Cade. Do you want to lean into what they're leaning into? Because, look, Coach of the Year is Bickerstaff. Anyone wins it, the award's more of a farce than I already believe it is. The turnaround's been incredible. But what I don't want to do is lean into that stuff more. And if you don't curb it, look, Ron Holland, I am a big believer in him. I think he's going to be a really good player. But, man, what you don't want is, like, instigator Ron Holland. I don't want Ron Holland to be Dylan Brooks. And I don't need Beef Stew to be Dylan Brooks. I don't think that helps you, and guess what? It didn't help Memphis. I don't think the league wants that. So what I'm saying is, hey, we're all excited, and they might end up doing something in the playoffs and busting somebody's balls if they play the right team. But what do you want from this long term? Because this really is going to be the start of what their window looks like. Do you want to lean into bad boy culture? We're not going to have superstars. We're not going to have pretty boys. We're not going to do it that way. We're going to fly counterculture into the league. Or do you want them to conform a little more? I think it's an interesting question because the foundation has been built on toughness, defense, effort, shooting. Noted.
But just know, if you go the bad boy route, you don't get to complain that the league hates us. Yes, they do. They're telling you right now, we don't like this style. And if you play this style, you're going to be punished. You're not going to get the benefit of the doubt. You're going to get a bunch of bad calls that are like, well, they're only doing that because we're Detroit. Exactly. Because you chose to go out there and play this style
of basketball. And again, DiVincenzo's a punk. I'm not telling you he didn't provoke some things. But if you provoke someone knowing you're getting a reaction, you know what DiVincenzo did? It's the equivalent of an old school hockey fight. I'm going to get your better player taken out. And what did it cost me? The Pistons really got hurt last night because they did respond. And again, Bickerstaff was getting after it.
He was.
So it's one of those deals where I'm like, all right, hey, it happened. No big deal. But I don't need more stuff. And it's starting to feel like people want more. They want the bad boy culture.
They want that identity.
Yeah, I don't. I think it's cliche. And I don't think they have to be that way. I think Detroit can be the best team in the league, not having to be going to work or bad boys.
Come on. Did you not see Scoobal's message to everybody?
Oh, please. That was ridiculous. You know what? Do the message if you're going to resign. Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right, real quick, I want to go to the people, but David, for the sake of your vocal cords, I'm going to need Kenny question mark to read ticket text today. I want to be respectful of you. You didn't lose your voice at a Metallica show. You lost it at church. You were singing the good word. So, Kenny, if you could get with David and we'll get ticket text later in the hour, that would be wonderful.
Ticket text?
Question? Let's get to the people. We'll go to Kevin. And oh, if you're just joining, look, Pistons had a wild weekend. Like, best win of the year Friday night. No Cade, no Tobias, beat the Cavs. Yesterday, I thought they were on track to win that game. Do the same damn thing. The fight breaks out. I know DiVincenzo's a bleep hole. The point is, you can't say, well, we didn't do X, Y. Dude, you're a part of it. You have now gotten a rep in this league as being ball breakers, as being physical, as being bleep stirrers. That's the rep. Mm-hmm. My question is, fork in the road. You can get away from that rep. It served you to help turn this around, or you can go full Darth Vader. I know what the town wants. I just don't think that coincides with the best opportunity to win championships. But you tell us, and let's lead off. We'll go to Kevin, 97.1. Kev, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call. Really like your show. Just wanted to talk about the Pistons a little bit. I think as far as last night goes, obviously I love what they're doing. Last night I thought was a little bit more of a retaliation than any kind of instigation. The foul that occurred was probably one of the more normal calls that happened in the NBA. And both of those guys on the other team turned around and really instigated it. Obviously, Detroit Pistons had their part in the whole thing. And then just to touch on the bad boys and the mantra, I just wonder if that's more of a product of what they have currently on the roster and they're doing the best that they can.
I think there's something to that.
Something that they want to move forward with and do continuously, because I agree, you can't really win in this league playing that style of basketball. In fact, that's what happened the last time they won the championship. They don't want to see a 70-69 basketball game.
No, and they don't play that style. And Kevin, I've said this before. As of 2 weeks ago, they led the league in dunks. They do shoot the three. They are scoring, 115, 120 points. No, that's not what I'm saying. They have evolved offensively in that regard. But Bickerstaff walked in, and I fully agree, they needed an identity. But the identity you build at the start of a rebuild doesn't necessarily have to be the identity that carries through in a championship window. Now, look, maybe I'm early to the party. I believe with a big summer, you enter the conversation for that type of thing. Where if all of a sudden you trade for a Lauri Markkanen, or you trade for a Devin Booker, or you trade for a player we haven't even talked about yet, and you go, look, Cade has made his statement. Cade's a superstar. We're going to put a superstar with him. Guys, it's game on. And it won't be easy, and it may not happen. But I'd like to start moving away from that. Yes, you need an identity. I just hate the idea that we always have to have an identity in this town. That's lesser than. Oh, well, the league doesn't like us, so we got to be bad boys for life. And it's like, look, Cade Cunningham's marketable. You bring a Devin Booker here, the league will like you just fine.
Mm-hmm. Now you're on Christmas Day. Now you're one of the teams that the league wants to showcase rather than you don't want to be the, oh, my God, if we put the Pistons on national TV, are they going to start a fight? You don't want to be that team again.
Let's go to Al 97.1. Al, what's going on?
Enjoying the show, fellas. How you doing?
Thanks. Good.
I think there's a bit of a false narrative from the standpoint of the Pistons being the bad boys. I think what they're actually doing is playing legitimate defense, and they got some really good rebounders. The point being, if they really want to win, they just need to keep doing that. Now, the problem is they're kind of being dragged into the path by the quote-unquote media by how the bad boys used to play. They're physical, but they're not as chippy as those teams. What do you guys think?
You're saying that they're physical but not as chippy?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, when I look at what Beef Stew is doing, he's more so looking like he could have belonged on the Bad Boys team.
Okay, that's one. But the rest of the guys?
Holland's getting there.
Yeah, Ron Holland's a dog. Ron Holland, you want on your team, but you gotta rein him in while he's young. Or you're going to create a Dylan Brooks there. Ron is always looking to scrap. And I think Ron's got a big future. I was pumped up when they drafted him because he had the highest upside anybody they get their hands on. But I am just, Al, it's simple. Being the bad boys in 2025, 6, 7, and 8 is going to look different than the 90s, right? We're not going to have people squaring up in the lane. My point is the league will not support that. They will not want it. You'll never get a call. It's going to make it harder. So if
I don't disagree with that aspect in and of itself at all. I think the being dragged into the bad boys is more of a media thing. But I think the real secret sauce for the Pistons is Thompson and Holland. I think they can wreak havoc on most wings, and that gives you a situation where your defense is top end, and they scrappy enough and have a good enough system that can give anybody problems.
See, there's the problem. You just brought up a Detroit word that I can't, and Al, I'm not coming at you, but I'm shooting you straight. This is everything we talk about. I don't want to use words like scrappy. I want to use words like great, unguardable, exceptional. Like, we don't have to be scrappy. No, we can just be good. So, look, Al, I'm not breaking your stones. I'm saying...
No, not taking that way. And I agree with you. I'm not saying scrappy might have been a poor choice, but what I see them is they have a really good system, and they got guys that can fulfill it. They got good rebounding, and they're good perimeter defensively.
They do, and I think it's a good regular season strategy. But just like the grit and grind Memphis Grizzlies, it doesn't translate in the playoffs. The league doesn't want it. Now, I understand. People get upset because I go, hey, anyone but Cade can be had for the right player. And immediately people start lining up and going, well, I'm not trading Asur, or I'm not trading Ron, I'm not trading Dern. I'm not. Basically, they're doing what fantasy baseball or football league members do. Hey, I updated my trade block. Oh, who's on it? My dead grandmother.
Yeah, nobody wants.
All the players you don't want to deal. Well, you're not going to get a player. So
you mean I can't get Shohei for this person?
Right, exactly. Who's on your trade block? Bo Brisky. I'll take Vlad Guerrero Jr. and an iced coffee. So look, I think the Pistons are in an exciting moment right now. And it's all about choose your own adventure or what you want your team to be. That's all. But I do believe you will have to do something about getting a superstar with Cade in order to get this where it needs to go. I don't believe doing it this way will win you a title. And I know what this town likes. Draft, develop, re-sign, wait for the kids. No, I would be gobsmacked if this team, Ron Holland's prime, it's years plural away. You know, Asur, will he ever develop true offensive game? Magic 8-Ball says unlikely. I look at things and go, okay, I have Cade now. I have Cade signed. I have limited time. Leaning into the Bad Boys thing is it's Cade's team, no one else, draft, develop, and sign. Trajan with more of the really shrewd, you know, that Tim Hardaway Jr., the Malik Beasley signings. That's not winning the championship. And I hate saying that because I want people to be excited. But I also don't want to fall into a trap. So that's what we're talking about. I don't think any of it's negative. I'm sure somebody will say it is. We'll get more of your calls coming up next, 97.1. Oh, just a small update to the update. The Twins are down 9-0 and getting no hit in the fifth to the White Sox. 0-4 downloading. Yikes. We'll talk Tigers a little later. I was shocked to hear. I mean, there was panic in Jim Costa's voice. Shouldn't be any panic. I'm excited to watch Job tonight. Okay, you lost some close games to the Dodgers. You got 159 games to go, okay? Their payroll's $8 billion.
I mean, the Dodgers are a poverty team, right?
Yeah,
their luxury tax is what you pay for your payroll.
Jim was talking about Cole Keith, and I'm going, Jim, it's 10 at-bats. He's acting like Cole Keith. It's June, and Cole Keith can't hit. I'm not doing any of that. I'm excited to stay up late tonight, watch Job get his first career start, and let's see what we got.
For baseball, yeah, you can't go game by game. You'll drive yourself crazy.
Correct. We're talking Pistons and the question. Friday night was good Pistons. Yesterday was a little bit more of that Bad Boy stuff. And look, I want to launch DiVincenzo into the sun. He talks too much. The question is simple. Why in this town do we always lean into the stereotype when it doesn't need to be that way? No, I don't think you need to be gritty or need to be bad boys or none of it. Cade is trending to become one of the best players in the league. I want to add another one of those guys this summer. But I know what the town likes. So it's just a question of what pathway do you want the Pistons to take moving forward? I mean, last night, listen, it doesn't matter who started it. Do you know who's getting knocked for it? Us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the reality. Isaiah Stewart is a marked man. He's essentially become Dylan Brooks. And that's fine if that's what you want. I want to see how long the league suspends him. I do worry if they play Indiana, he may kill someone. But we go to Wilson. Let's hear what you guys have to say. Wilson, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing today?
Uh-huh.
I think we need to let it good. In the league, you see the attendance rate is down. And this is just my personal feeling. Let the Pistons be themselves. I hate they comparing them to the, I think, 2004, you know, Bad Boy Pistons. But you got to let them play. I mean, you're going to get penalties anyway with Isaiah or whoever. But I think, and then I think they need one more player to be an elite team. But you got to let the Pistons be who they are because they are saying the NBA is soft right now. So let them be who they are. I mean, Detroit is Detroit.
Yeah, but it's soft by design. That's the problem. I'm not arguing anything you're saying, Wilson, but they're doing it intentionally. Yeah. Like the NBA, it doesn't reward the things that are right with basketball. Like it doesn't reward the toughness. It doesn't reward physicality. The league wants something different. So all I'm saying is it's not that the Pistons are in the wrong. It's that they're going to make it harder on themselves long term if they lean into this.
Now, it's nothing wrong with being tough. But the physicality, I understand what you're saying. But you can't be, like my grandfather used to say, you can't be a wuss. Get out there and play ball. That's what I'm saying.
Wilson, I wish we could blend the old school and new school. It would be a better product.
All right, God bless you, man.
Yeah,
all right,
Wilson,
thanks,
you got it. And again, I'm not saying what the Pistons are doing is wrong. I'm saying, does it give you your best chance to win long term? Bickerstaff was brilliant in leaning into this at the start. But now... yes, the playoffs, I'm interested, depending on who you play. But long term, I don't want to go back down that road. I know why a lot of people do, because it's associated with the only two meaningful, really meaningful periods of Piston basketball ever. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it needs to be that way. I always hate when we sit here in this town and we just lean into the poor old us stereotype. I don't like that. It's like the Lions have some of the best players in football. Your phrase can be grit. And you can play physical, but you know what the Lions do? They play exciting. Mm-hmm. The Red Wings at their peak, Now, this is the same town, right? We're allegedly we're the only blue-collar town in America, right? Everybody else is Hollywood. We got to do it a certain way. When the Wings were in their heyday, true or false, they were the most skilled, exciting, powerful team in the league. Yeah?
That'd be true.
Okay, so Detroit, Tigers. They play in Detroit, right? The Tigers, at their best, had some of the biggest stars in the sport. Mm-hmm. And they had a lot of fun, and they played exciting. And whether it was JV TV or Miggy hitting 400...
David Price.
Okay, yeah. So why, when it's the Pistons, does it have to be one way? That's what I've never, and I've been here for 25 years. Because I've never squared the circle on why the minute the Pistons come up, no, we got
to
do it this
because
way.
Because, Mike, when it comes to the Pistons, the three titles all were the same type of team. It was just years later. That's why. Because you haven't seen bringing in a bunch of superstars and winning. It's always been a bunch of cast off and your tough captain, whether it was Isaiah who, you know, stood up to Bird, that's what you had. So that's all the people know when it comes to the Pistons.
The minute, look, if Trajan is who we think he sure seems to be, I have no doubt you can put a team together capable of winning a championship. And I understand it's going to be hard to sign people. I know that's why I use the trade deal. We're going to have to trade to get those players. I know that. But we drafted Cade. And maybe Ron Holland someday could turn into it. Or if Assur can unlock a bigger offensive dimension of his game. Whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to land another superstar to win in today's league. I just don't think you can go down that path long term. This year, this has been incredible. It's been an incredible turnaround.
It has.
But last night just jumped out where it was like, oh dear. Not this again. And I don't care who started it. It's immaterial.
Right. You have the reputation. It's only going to hurt you long term because people are going to remember, oh, the pit and all. Immediately it was like, oh, we remember the Malice at the Palace. Like, this stuff doesn't go away. And then you're going to get stereotyped because of these types of incidents.
Yeah. And that's, I hate that stuff. All right. We'll go to Dion. You know what? Time out. David. Bump football today. We'll do it at 4. I want to go right back to the people. They want to rap about the basketball team. I want to get to them. We'll delay the football, okay? We'll get the Tiger baseball later in the show. God, is it exciting we have a basketball team to talk about. My goodness. We're wrapping Pistons now. If you want to hear about the Final Four stuff, NIL, and one school about to blow the roof off of what it costs to buy a roster, Odyssey.com Rewind. Pumped up about the Tigers. We got Jackson Job on the mound tonight. First career start. I've already placed an order for some torpedo bats. I don't know if they'll be there by 9:30, but we're going to, Hey, Braves put an order in for torpedo bats.
They need to.
They got the torpedo. Where are torpedo bats?
Well, you don't need them because Tigers are gritty.
But we'll get to it later.
Scooble said they're gritty. They don't need
I'm
it.
So tired of the grit
D-V-E.
Stuff.
D-V-E.
I get so tired
Detroit
of that.
Detroit versus everybody.
But it pigeonholes us as lesser than, and we're not. All of our teams in this town, when they have won championships or competed for them, have had some of the best players in their given sport. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be scrappy. I can just be dominant.
Fair.
God, that Scooble thing drives me crazy. It acts like, oh, I'm sorry, what? So, like, Cleveland, who's one of the best teams in the league, you beat them Friday night. I must have missed where Cleveland's a Hollywood town. It's just an old bit. I get tired of it. We're so much more than that here in Detroit.
Guy who makes that much money who plays every 5 days saying, yeah, I'm gritty.
Mm. Uh-oh. Just, I wanted him to make the, I was hoping at the end, and he's like, oh, by the way, I here, signed.
Right.
And it didn't happen.
And you know what, Detroit? I love this city so much. Tiger for life. Boom.
Cutscene. Traded in July. Let's go to DeAndre, 97.1. D, thanks for hanging. Sorry how it took so long.
Oh, no problem. How you guys doing today?
Good, D. What do you make of all this?
All right, so I love the physicality. I love the toughness. You definitely need it, especially going into the playoffs. But you got to have somebody who can wheel those guys in, specifically Holland and Stewart. You got to have somebody that can speak to them. And hopefully that's Cade who can, you know, command that locker room and be able to bring those guys in. Because yesterday, or I don't know about it, I can't remember if it was yesterday or not, but the game against Minnesota was a very teachable moment. You can show like, hey, these guys here, they will use what you view as a strength and make it a weakness for you if you don't learn to control it. And I think that's the biggest thing there. That there's nothing wrong with Stewart and Holland wanting to get in your face, but you got to know when guys are baiting you. And that's what they did. Whether Minnesota did it intentionally or unintentionally yesterday, because they were losing that game.
Right, but and guess what? Part of the reason I brought the topic up is I don't think it was appropriate that you paid a stiffer penalty than Minnesota. But the league views you a certain way, and you're leaning into it. And DeAndre, here's the point. Bickerstaff is my coach of the year, but I don't think it's a good look for the head coach to be getting scrappy. That's the type of stuff where you're never going to get the benefit of the doubt, and I don't want to see that happen again. That's all I'm trying to say.
And I agree with you on that, and I think that's why I said this needs to be – I think this is a teachable moment, and hopefully everybody looks at this and say, hey, you know what? This is not what we want to do. We want to be tough, but we don't want to go off the cliff like this. So I'm glad it happened now opposed to maybe happening in the playoffs to them. So hopefully they learn from this, and that's what I got.
Yeah, and look, you mentioned Cade. I'm not going to sound alarm bells. I'll just tell you, if you're taking an off night against what used to be the Spurs – with no Wemby and Fox, I get it. But he's missed games now against Cleveland and Minnesota, and I know they have a day-to-day designation. Calf injuries are tricky. We got to keep an eye on it. I'm not sounding any alarms, but these are big games for this team. Seeding on the line. And Bickerstaff has said, hey, if Cade's healthy, he plays. Just keep your eye on that one because –
no, it's a delicate balance. Because you're in, is it worth trying to get a better spot, but you end up re-injuring this? And
well,
then
the
Luka, quicker.
As we call it. It derailed two different seasons of Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
No, they didn't trade him because of a calf strain. They just felt his physical conditioning was contributing to it. But they're tricky injuries. I want to see. I hope he's back soon. But they're 3-1 without him, so maybe it doesn't matter. Go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, thank you for your patience. What's going on, buddy?
No problem, Mike and fellas. Listen, I kind of agree with the last caller, but I'm going to try to put my call together.
Okay.
When I watched that game last night, it did trigger some stuff. The first thing that triggered when in the first or second quarter when Beef Stew unnecessarily pushed and pointed at the big fella, you know, that part is kind of unnecessary.
Yeah.
Because before there were the Bad Boys, back in the early 80s, the Pistons used to be a turnstile, man. They had no defense. They were weak, man. Teams used to run up and down our butt. And then we got more talent. Plus, we got stronger guys that deal with the tenacity, the toughness, and we ain't taking no mess. So like you said, there has to be a balance. Now, what this young Piston team has to understand, the Pistons were smart with it. They took other teams off their game, laughed about it, and used it as an advantage. Last night, the Pistons were already in their head. Nobody in the NBA wants to be picked up full court with the type of talent some of these Pistons have.
Mm-hmm.
So they are already in their head, Mike. And at the point when Hollins, it was a great defensive play. He just got a foul. But we were in their head so much, that's why they triggered what happened.
Yep.
So if we could get these guys to understand, look, man, you guys are doing some tremendous things.
Mm-hmm.
Work at the rest of your games, and this Pistons team can go somewhere. Everybody in the league are looking at us. We're on blast now.
Mike, you nailed it. That's my point. You're not being viewed as a cute little thing anymore. You have people's attention. But with that, look what happened last night. I think the Pistons got screwed with how the ejections played out. I think you got screwed.
They would have won that game, Mike.
I think
they would have won that game.
Mike, agree totally.
Because a lot of guys, day in and day out, the playoffs is a different thing. They want to put in – it takes max effort to go up against guys like Hollins and Assar, the way they picking you up. I saw how it changed Magic Johnson's game. When Scotty picked Magic up 100 from full court, it does something to you mentally, man. If we can rein this in – and like you say and the other guys say, we do need one more big-time, big fella scorer who can kind of do some things, whether it be Markkanen or the boy for Auburn. You know, somebody else who can help Cade out, who got a, you know, who shoot efficiently from the field, who you can go to and score. This team got, they got two-point guards who can D up. Sasser and the boy they just brought from France.
He's German.
Man.
It's okay. Hey, pick a European country. No, Mike, it's okay. Look, Schroeder's good to have short term. I told you that.
Good, man.
I'd never sign him. But no, and Mike, look, it's going to be fun to watch. We can talk basketball in April. We know we're in the playoffs. There's only one team I'm not going to pull for you against, and it's a team you have no chance against anyways, which is the Celtics. It's just long-term, last night, and you look at it and you go, man, you saw what happened with Dylan Brooks and with the Grizzlies, or even before that with the grit and grind Grizz. I think you're putting a ceiling on it if you lean further into it versus, hey, this is who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We got to have some control here, because I think they got screwed last night, and that is showing the league is never going to think kindly on
No, them. you will never get the benefit of the doubt.
And they got screwed.
And guess what? It will always be your fault. Even when it's not, they're like, well, you have a history of this.
Yes.
So, yeah, whether it's a one-game suspension, yeah, but it's a Piston, so we're going to go ahead and change that one.
And that's what I want to avoid, just so I'm clear to everybody. There's no negativity with it. I can't be more effusive in my praise of what the Pistons have done. The only negativity, I mean, last week, I got guys calling up saying they're going to sweep the Knicks, and I'm like, all right, I can't do this.
Well, they have Durant.
I can't do this with you.
He's top five center.
I think the series that has real, like, powder keg potential is against Indiana. And no, it's not because of Malice at the Palace. It's because of the way the Pacers play.
You know they're going to dig up that old footage, though.
Which I don't. I hate the fact we're associated with that. I hate it. I'm serious, man. We are so much more than that in this town.
But everybody scramble. Hey, go get that Malice in the Palace footage as soon as the melee in Minnesota happens.
Somebody go get Stephen A. his three-button jacket. 2-4-8 By the way, what was up with him physically? He was talking, like, what are you going to do against LeBron James? LeBron James would kill you.
He's trying to say face. I don't know why. Stephen A., I would just walk away from
this. Between Stephen A., and then you got LeBron basically being like, yeah, I don't know, Brian Windhorst. I'm like, what? Man, why are you hitting Windy with a bus? The guy has basically supported you for 25 years.
I mean, yeah, he was your go-to guy when you were in high school.
A lot of weird. Okay.
Is that Mike, money changes people.
Okay, then. Be curious. We can get more of these calls. I want to get some football in the mix. We'll probably shift Tigers towards 5 o'clock because I'm pumped up for Job, and I got to get the Tigers to order some torpedo bats. It's time. 97-1.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.